So, last episode was a tricky one. You guys fought Raldar, the self-proclaimed goblin god, down here in the depths behind Guardian's Way. And the fight was fun. It was super cool. However, it was wrong. And, you know, it's all part of learning. You know, I like to act like I know the rules and that I catch all that stuff. But, you know, with all the stuff I'm managing, something slipped by and everything like that. But one of the things that, as I was editing, I realized that some of the numbers didn't quite add up to when Benson was taking some damage. And turns out we were doing shield wrong. So thank you everyone on Reddit for ripping us apart for that. Yes, we completely deserved it. But yeah, so what we decided to do, and I'm also going to turn this into some GM advice. We had a discussion on how to approach this. We had a few different ideas, and I really liked Kelly's idea when we had a discussion on turning this into a roleplay moment. So GMs, if you mess something up, just make it a roleplay moment. Kelly had a great idea, and I really liked it, and so that's what we're going to do. So, John. After the fight with Raldar, you took the armor that you found in the next room. And I think it was a plus one breastplate or something like that?
Something like plus one splint mail.
Okay. As you were taking off your armor, you see what looks to be a fiery ember-like sigil on your chest that looks like a claw mark, just sort of reaching into your flesh and just sort of dragged across. He didn't tell anyone about it, because why would Benson do that?
Yeah.
It's like, hey guys, look at this sweet tat.
Sweet tat I got from a demon. Wait, Iomide doesn't like this.
Nope.
It's the monster logo.
Mechanically, what this means is that you are doomed to.
Yep.
Doomed to reduces the amount that you would need on the dying track to actually die. So usually everyone dies at dying 4. If you go past dying 3, you die. Now, if you go past dying 2...
Well, go past, you're just meat, right?
Well, if you have to be at dying 4.
So if you reach dying 4, you die. So right. Now Benson just has to reach dying 2.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So if you go down by a crit, you're dead.
Yes.
Yes. If he goes down twice, because remember, if you come back up, you're wounded. Yeah. And then if he goes down again, he goes down to another step on the dying track.
Yes.
That just means Adalar is going to be frontline now.
No, I like that idea, actually. Can we all agree that Adalar should be frontline?
No.
Kesra can give him the halberd and just send the march.
I built Adalar to be a soft boy in the back.
No, but ultimately what happened... I did not understand a rule, and we played the game, and we recorded, and I fucked up. That was the problem. And I'm very sorry. I should have been more aware.
I mean, ultimately, it gave you a sweet tat.
Yeah.
That might get you killed.
That's true. And it's a good storyboard moment, too.
I like it.
Just imagine, like, you're just being ridden by, like, divine energy, like, coursing through you, and... Your body can't handle it.
That's true. So now you're sort of balancing on a knife's edge of you were held aloft by Iomide, but then this fiend itself and all the power and insanity that was fueling him was pushing you the other way. So now you're on a real, you're really sitting on the fence here. So we're going to go with that. Benson, probably a little more quiet now seeing this embering scar on his chest. You guys then, after the fight with Raldar, the self-proclaimed goblin god, you went to the end of the hallway and found some fungus. You took it out pretty easily. I don't imagine when they wrote this, they expected people to just have cantrips like that, but like I said, there was like a survival check for it and stuff. You guys were just like,
nah.
We'll just throw cantrips.
I mean, it could have been a party of fighters.
That's true.
Just rushing
in. Yeah.
Oh, fungus.
Just go in. Oh, God, everything itches.
Everything's... we're all stupefied.
My first party was nothing but five barbarians.
I remember an old story about a party of just, like, four barbarians. They were all level... They all started level three. They spent their money on plus one weapons and healing potions.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the friend that was telling me this story was pretty much like, yeah, like, every boss combat was, like, 2 to 3 rounds. Because they walked in, raged.
Yeah.
And they just went at it.
Smash.
Yeah.
It's just like in Kingmaker. Or not Kingmaker. What's the game? Pathfinder game?
Yeah, Kingmaker.
I built a wizard as my first character in that game. And I was like, man, this game's hard. And then I went a fighter and I was like, this game's easy.
Yep. Yep. But so at the... After you guys destroyed all the fungus with your fiery cantrips, you heard from inside of the hole that you found that was shrouded by this fungus. You heard what sounded like a group of voices all together going, "Oh, ah, dog, oh, ah, dog, oh."
Well.
Yeah, Benson's dealing with some shit right now, so...
Yeah, Benson's there. Elk is closest to it, and he hears that. And he goes, I believe we have those monkey creatures again. And there might be a lot of them.
Yes, it sounds like there's trouble below. How's everyone feeling? Could we...
Great! No. I mean, yeah, I'm feeling great. I believe Benson is taking quite a beating. Why don't you check on him real fast?
Oh, of course. So, Adelaide walks over to Benson. Benson, that was quite an incredible combat. I could barely believe my eyes. Your moves were infused by the goddess herself, it would seem. But how is your mortal coil taking all this?
I'm just hurt. Badly.
Yes. Elkwood detected some chanting from below. We're afraid there might be another battle ahead. Do you think you can fight another one, or should we take a break?
Just heal what you can, and I will fight.
Understood.
Meanwhile,
Kezra, how are you?
Fine. Running a little low on magic, but
indeed, I definitely feel that. I've used a lot of... Actually, I haven't used that many heals, now that I checked my spell list. But as far as my other abilities go, I may not be much help in combat except for throat tossing some flame.
In the meantime, Elk is going back to the throne and grabbing the head of... What was this? Ragdar?
Raldar.
Raldar. And dragging it back here.
Does anybody have any healing potions in their inventory, or is it just me?
I have
four lesser potions.
I don't have any.
I have a cure mod, I believe. No, not cure mod. God, why am I first edition? How dare it? What the hell is those things called? I have a couple lessers as well.
Alright, well, Benson, why don't you take 3 of my 4 potions?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I can also don't use those potions yet because I still have some healing. Yeah. I have my healer's gloves for today as well. Yeah, definitely.
Tell me again what...
3 level? Lesser healing potions.
Okay, putting that in my inventory.
Also, I'm gonna give you my potion of lesser bottled lightning as well. Oh, spare Adelar, since you'll more likely use that than I would.
Yeah.
So the fungus is burned away.
Yeah, the fungus is literally just smoldering ash now.
Okay.
That's sort of settled.
We could lower someone down stealthily.
Well, we didn't really get that close. Elka, he's going to stealth towards the hole.
Well, before we go, let's tend to some wounds first, just in case things get dicey. Benson, you said you needed healing?
Yes.
Alright, so Adelar, with his nice shiny white gloves on, goes over to stitch up your wounds, and I'm going to activate it so I can heal for 2d6 plus 7 just for free. Pretty sweet. Ho! 16 points of healing.
That's good.
How you looking?
Hold on. I look about halfway to good.
Okay, so I'm gonna... I'll do a treat wounds on you. So I'm taking 10 minutes. And I'm gonna... If you go for the 20, you get 48, right?
I think you have to be expert for that.
Ah, yeah. I'm only trained. Next level, maybe. Who knows? All right. Gonna go for the DC 15 medicine check. It's really hard for me to fail now because of my little healer's hands. And I fail it critically. Of course.
How much damage do you do?
You do 1d8 damage.
Those are some famous last words there, Timbo.
There's how no could way I fail I can this? Fail. Oh, yeah, 5 points of damage.
Okay.
Man, you just jam your finger in the wound and twist, don't you?
I'm going to cast lay on hands on myself.
That's a good idea.
As Adalar is healing you over, he touches that spot.
Oh.
And
that's tender.
Pull away very violently.
Oh, Benson, what's wrong?
Almost falling over.
So it's like, I guess...
I don't even respond to you. I just touch my chest and cast Lay on Hands on myself.
Wow.
And then I stand up, and I walk to where Elk is.
Benson, I have magic healing I can use.
Then use it. Let's be done with this.
I mean, it's your fault. You touched him.
All right, so it'll be 2d10 plus 16.
Oh, jeez. Your healing is insane, dude.
I know. Just take all the right feats.
You right might heal me a full year.
All the right levels. 25.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, you heal me to full.
All
right,
cool.
Good lord, dude.
Renali perks up and puts her hand up and goes, if you all do require healing or rest, we could rest here. I know it's not as comfortable as your above-world homes, but you could rest here if you have the provisions to do so.
Perhaps that would be a good idea. I feel like I must consult with Abadar before going into this next fight.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yes, seems quite,
It was a long trek through those caves. Could use some rest, more rest.
Not to mention the giant self-proclaimed god in the previous room.
We are god slayers.
Oh, I'd forgotten about him. He wasn't so tough.
Not at all.
I didn't take any point of damage.
We going back to the chamber?
Yeah, I think we're going to just rest here for now.
Okay. So yeah, you guys can... Renali's... It's called Renali's Refuge, which is her room.
Cool.
The gloom and tunnels sneaking away from each end of this open cavern make it merely a corridor rather than a proper chamber. Thick sheets of spiderwebs hang from the northern wall. You figure that is where she has been spending her time when she's not... exploring a little bit outside of this. She tells you that you guys can just pretty much hold up in here, lay at your sleeve in bags or whatever. And you guys can hang out here. She's more than happy to let you guys sleep.
Nice.
I should get make a hammock out of spider webs and
oh, if you would like. And out of her mouth she just starts like pulling spider webs.
I feel like that's gonna be sticky.
Gross.
So for this corridor that we passed through right here, Elk is going. So this little area we searched through, right?
Yeah, that was Roldar's. That was his room.
How did he fit in there? squeezing every time, probably.
I don't know if you would know this, but they have the ability to shape change, so they can turn into literally turn into a goblin.
Oh, oh
yep.
Cool.
So right. Yep. Had you guys not obliterated him in the last round that you did, he would have run back there. He would have shape changed into a goblin, and then ran away. So
that's kind of funny.
Yeah,
little guy. Because he's going to before settling down to doing a rest and watches and stuff. This table, is that like bolted down or anything?
No, nothing's bolted down. Most of it's pretty shabby. You're kind of wondering where the hell he got any of the furniture.
He made it with his craftsman skills.
He did make a bone throne.
I know. That's pretty impressive. Right there.
I guess when you have an eternity and you're insane, you can do whatever you want.
He's like talking to the dead goblins. He's like, see the finish with this? Oh, I made this. Here's the sander. And it's just like a blade. He's just shearing it.
If I could reckon, he was voiced by Ron Swanson. Not Nick Offerman, but Ron Swanson.
But he's going to take the like this table or bench or whatever, and he's going to he's just going to start dragging it out and putting it kind of like in this little tight quarter here to kind of block it just in case.
He
knows that there's other things on the other side, but if he can make like a barrier, like a mini barrier to make it tougher.
It's a really tight hallway from like Roldar's chamber to the chamber with the mushrooms and the giant pit that goes below. So you could certainly wedge the table there, and it would provide at least an alarm of sorts if they had to break it down. Yeah. So yeah,
I mean, because the ceiling's 10-15 feet.
I think it's 20 feet here. So yeah, but but still, I mean, they would have to get around it, and you would presumably hear that if they tried to come up. So
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right, so he's going to do that as a precaution and leave Adalar on the other side of it. He is the lone defender.
Good luck. all right. So you guys bed down for the night. Elkwood puts up a small table barrier. Does anybody want to do anything during the night? Rinaldi says she can keep watch, so you guys are more than welcome to just do that.
Oh, wow. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Well, Benson's going to stay up anyway.
Yeah, and Elkwood's going to stay up with him as well, because he's curious about the... Like, he noticed that Benson looks weathered. Like, mm-hmm. Like a storm just hit him, like, in the chest. So he's going to... I guess we can hole up in this tiny little room here. Or over here was Rinaldi's thing, right?
There were two hallways going into Raldar's chamber. The southern hallway is where Rinaldi was staying.
How's that where we're going?
I mean, I imagine it stinks.
That's where she sleeps. Raldar's room stinks excessively.
Okay, yeah. we're gonna move out of that just because it's disgusting. So
Kezra's just like falling asleep on the goblin skull throne.
Arm rested.
It's like settles in after a long Sunday, like watching football, and just passed out.
It reclines. It's built in.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I pull the goblin skull recliner lever.
It's a femur.
Yeah, the femur with a skull on the end.
Yeah. So is it just us and Spider Lady?
Yep.
Elkwood, I hadn't had a chance to mention this to you. When we were fighting Voss, you said something rather interesting. I'll kill you like I killed Kelmont.
Oh, I'm sure you misheard. I mean, I wouldn't have said something like that.
I don't think I did.
Well, I mean, it was hectic. The fight was pretty much going on all sorts of direction. You had a woman running on the ceiling, in fact.
And I hadn't even thought about it that much. I didn't bring it up to you. But then I thought, the night before we left, you were gone. You seem to have a specific set of skills, Elkwood. Tell me, did you speak out of turn?
I may have just said it to dazzle her a little bit.
Do I believe him?
Mark, roll me a deception check for Elkwood. I get from Mark's face, I'm assuming that's bad.
No, it's a natural 20.
Oh. So what's Benson's will DC?
Will DC? Well, that'd be a natural 20.
Oh, it's a natural 20 plus
9.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you critically succeed there, Elkwood. So. Yeah.
But
makes a whole lot of sense to you, Benson.
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't want to be in the loudness of the night. The bar was a bit raucous for my liking, so you know, just.
You seem to do quite well in raucous bars.
Well, it's kind of what I grew up in. Mm. It's honestly something that I find more home than the quiet. It honestly, the quiet of the silence, actually, it gets to me. It's like I need to hear something constantly shouting or laughing.
So you decided to leave this particular night?
Oh, yes. Yes. I just need a time of it.
Then I suppose I won't push it anymore.
Oh, thank you. It's just... It's understandable. I mean, you are a man of self-worth and upholding the law and all sorts. I mean, of course.
I'm just upset that I didn't get to kill him myself.
And at this, Elk is going to smirk a little bit. He goes, huh. I'm sure he's long gone by now. And someone else probably would get him. Or he was probably eaten by that bear that we'd freed.
Maybe.
Now, actually, tell me this, Benson. When I saw you in that fight, you had light burning out of your eyes. Were you really ridden by the mortal maid god, Iomide?
The Inheritor, yes. It is... It's part of the House Blacks. I am her weapon.
Now, is that something that you always wanted to do? I'm not the most godly person, but it just seems a bit of a heavy weight to rest on your shoulders.
It's not about wanting it. So it's about making the sacrifice of doing it yourself. If we hadn't killed that thing, it could have hurt other people.
I think that is very true, but I mean, at a certain point, do you ever... how should I put it? Do you ever wish you weren't chosen? Do you always sometimes wish that you had a bit more freedom to live out?
And at that, Benson kind of chuckles. I have more freedom than anyone else in my family. I do as I wish.
And your family is with the House Black, correct?
Yes.
Now, I've never really heard of them, but... Extensive family? Or...
Very big family, yes.
Oh.
I mean, my family is a very large producer of weapons and textiles.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
I'm sure they can probably upgrade my blade a bit, huh?
Maybe they could. I've never been much into the business side of things.
Oh, okay. Well, that's certainly interesting. But, I mean, it makes sense with all of the warriors, and it helps go hand in hand, save some money on them. And he is going to pocket that bit of information, but... Before he's going to think, he's like, by chance, are you a practitioner of, or did I say, a knowledgeable in other lords, ladies, or gods, deities?
Yes, I know quite a bit about gods.
Have you heard of Calistria?
Have I heard of Calistria?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of Calistria.
Yeah. She is of the main pantheon.
Yes, I know Calistria.
She is a lovely lady that we have been told to worship, and honestly, it works out quite well. Instead of a bit more freedom, if you ever so desire it, I would have to take you to a bar or one of the clubs in Absalom at one point.
I don't have that decision.
Oh, so to speak. That's up with your decision. And at the... kind of like as he finishes it, and he's just kind of put a hand on Benson's shoulder and just kind of like about, and he's just about before, and he's just going to wink and just kind of go off to a watch.
You think Elkwood's flirting with you?
Yes.
Can I make any kind of check to figure out that he's talking about Gilmont?
Roll me a perception check.
I'm going to do that in your dice tray.
I know, right?
I want to see Benson in the clubs of Absalom.
That's 13.
13. Which are will DC?
It'd be his deception DC.
Oh, deception.
Yeah, deception? So 10 plus deception. Okay.
10 plus your deception.
It's like deception, I think, is plus 9.
Yeah, I was going to say, Benson rolled low, so.
Yeah.
That was a 6 on the die.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, so you're kind of like, I feel like he's holding something back.
Yeah.
But man, he's good at it.
Yeah, he is.
He says, perhaps we'll talk about it another time. We have to get out of this caverns at least first. This is honestly trying my patience and being in here.
Yes, yes. Figure out what this ring is about and get the hell out of here.
So you guys, after your long conversation, you decide to roll over and go to sleep.
Well, we have to kick someone else up, I guess.
Yeah, okay, so...
Maybe. I don't know. Rinaldi's being...
Well, I was going to say, Rinaldi is totally willing to stay awake for 8 hours for you guys to get your sleep, so...
Damn.
Yeah.
She's cool.
You woke her up when you walked in, so she was... she heard you guys killing spiders and was like...
Oh,
it was a weird morning.
Where's my alarm clock? And there's like alarm clock spiders. That's what we work
with. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so she's offering to watch. I guess we can.
Yeah, like I said, you guys can just roll over. Kezra and Adelard, do you guys want to?
We sneak a wine flask into Kezra's hand as he slowly slouched.
There is a cup holder in the throne. I don't know if I mentioned it, but there's a cup holder.
It's just the top of the skull's caved out.
As you get up there with the wine, you be like, the chair is buzzing. The massager's on.
There's like, I don't know, if the ever-burning torch is like an ever-burning ice underneath. It feels good.
What does that spell? Like bone rattle or something?
Bone shaker.
The bone shaker. Yeah.
Chair of bone shaker.
Oh my god, it's a magical item. Oh my
gosh. It's actually a legendary artifact.
All I request is that you guys bring it out.
We
might have to literally be piece by piece, but I want you guys to take the throne out just because.
That's going to the city.
We put it in the Benson's house.
Yep. All right, so Benson and Elkwood go to bed. Adelar and Kezra, if you guys want to get up, you guys can do that.
Before he's like, good night, Rinaldi. And just
oh, good night, sweet dreams. And she says something in some sort of Elvish.
I don't understand a word.
Yeah, I think Kezra just sleeps through the night on just his cozy throne.
All right.
I'm like, Rinaldi said she got it. It's fine. She's, yeah. And I'm like, she's put a contract in there.
At least I hope that Adelar has like one of those sleep masks on. Just
of course I do.
With dollar signs. With money, it's sigils. And
I was a prominent priest in Chiliax for the priest, the temple of Abadar. Like, you don't think that I sleep in style?
Silk robes.
Gold trimmed.
Silk pillow.
Yeah. All right, so you guys wake up.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Weird noise. Weird noise.
Cave from... rooster.
Stark fishing.
Rinaldi's just on a rock going, cock-a-doodle-doo.
It's just what you humans use, right?
So when you guys wake up, you guys are well rested. Rinaldi asks if she could sleep, so you guys have some time to do your prayers and stuff like that. She just wants to get a rest in before you guys move on to the next section of the cave.
All right.
Kezra just willfully oblivious to Benson's fragile state, and just like walks up and just like thwaps him on the back, and he's like, need you out there up front with that shield so I can kill everything. Hope you're up for it today.
Let's go.
Benson, as you were getting, you did have to take your armor off to sleep, unless you slept in your armor, in which case we're going to have to deal with exhaustion.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, he put a cloth on his chest and no one saw it.
I assume he has a shirt under it.
No, just naked under his armor.
So while you were getting dressed, Rinaldi comes over to you, and you know, and everyone's sort of like distributing equipment and stuff like that in the next room. And Rinaldi says, during the night, you were clutching at your side. I looked over to see if you were being... you know, some sort of cave spider or cave creature nipping at you. It looked as though you were smoldering, but you were not on fire. Is this some sort of magic from my own day, or are you blessed with the power of Siren Ray or something?
I don't know what it is, but it doesn't matter. I'll be fine.
Well, I pray it gives you strength in the next combat. And then she just leaves.
Just leaves. Gets out of the cave. Screw this. I'm done.
Goodbye, all.
What? We had a deal. She's like, I don't know what I signed. I don't
she
read
just
this.
Oblivion glitches out of the cave.
Clip through the wall.
Yeah. All right, so how... I need, like, marching orders. I need how you guys are going to get down here. Like, what do you guys want to
do? So what exact... is you said it's like a drop?
So...
20 foot, all right. I mean,
The pit to the south in the fungal room is a 20 foot drop into an area below.
Hmm. We have rope.
Yeah.
But yeah, Elk definitely. He's going to kind of put a hand to like the halt. Like, let me check these out first. See if they're either sleeping or they could be just waiting right under. And he's going to stealth up to the hole.
Alright.
Fungus is gone still, right?
But fungus is gone, yeah. Oh. Yeah, you obliterated the fungal patch.
I don't know, it could grow back, like, immediately. I don't know.
But for the ashes, the fungus shall rise.
That is a 22.
Is a 22 perception, or 22 stealth?
Oh, wait, that is a 20... Yeah, that's a 22 stealth.
22 stealth. Okay. One second. Alright, so you stealth up just fine. You don't hear anything from below. You hear... Like I say, you don't hear anything. You hear murmuring, but nothing seems to be reacting to you walking up. You felt like you were pretty good.
Perception check, Bam, just to see if I can even look down there.
Yeah. You might be able to see something. Go ahead and make me a perception check.
Natural one.
It's pretty dark. It's pretty dark, and it's literally a drop, and then it's almost a 90 degree turn to the south.
But is it pitch black at all?
There's some light.
Okay.
Coming through, but it does not appear to be sufficient.
That's all I need, at least. Yep. Okay, he's gonna recon back. He says, "Well, I hear some murmuring down there, but I don't see anything directly at the bottom of the pit. And it goes 90 degrees in one direction."
Somebody tie this rope off. I hold up my 50 feet of rope.
Is there anything to tie it off to around here?
Make a perception check to find like a nice sturdy stone. There's also you guys, so you guys could easily lower someone down safely.
If anybody has a climbing kit in their inventory, I don't know if they do.
I don't.
All right, we just have rope then.
It's 20 feet.
I mean, we can attach the... find like a groove and like attach the table with the rope. I don't know, like it just looks how the outcropping of the rock is. Like you might be able to find something.
Like I said, there's ledges and there's rocks jutting out and stuff like that.
Yeah, I got 22 to find a suitable stone.
You're totally fine. You find a nice rock. You hang off of it with your body weight. Yeah. It looks like it would support somebody's weight.
All right.
Elk is going to volunteer to go first because he also has cat's grace as well. So
right. What about a Skult?
Explain to me the situation with Skult there.
He is going to jump down and I'm going to catch him. He should be fine too. I mean, unless someone wants to carry him, like Kezra.
Okay.
the Adonis of a man over there.
I think I have an adventurous kit, so we have more rope, so he just like ties Skull to someone.
Just lowering down, kicking like.
I'll carry the mutt. It's all right.
Hey.
I come down after he does.
All right, so Elkwood, so you get down first.
Yes. Even if I fall, I'm like, oh, damn, that hurt.
As you get down...
Oh, gee.
You see... Looks to be this large, convoluted mess of a room. Let me go ahead and read the description for you. This area seems to have once been a small complex of rooms, but their original use is anyone's guess today. For some for some ancient catastrophe seems to have melted the walls in places, leaving behind a half-demolished complex. In a few places where the walls are still intact, however, the delicate carvings indicate that whoever once built these rooms was a skilled artisan. For at the southwest, a partially melted stone archway opens into a larger room. The thing that actually draws your attention, though, are the five figures standing in these rooms. Let me go ahead and reveal them for you. Your token. You see what looks to be three Chavrakaz and two Boggarts. I'm going to show you.
Oh my god, what is that?
The one in particular.
What is that? I don't like it.
This.
Oh my god.
Gosh.
Is the one that you see.
Ooh, his hand is different.
That's a beefy boy.
He's got some cool scars on his face.
He's got some cool scars. His hand.
Yes. His armor is awesome too.
Yes. He's got some cool shit. His hatchet looks cool.
He cut his hand off and put something else on.
His gauntlet, on the other hand, looks to be fitted with dragon scales and iron-tipped claws. Oh. And it looks to be smoldering just idly.
So cool.
Okay. So
they have not noticed you because of your stealth.
Oh.
It almost looks as though this is a congregation, as this one is going, Doc, Doc will destroy all. Doc will just wipe the face of the earth with fire. And they all go,
That is loud, so they're probably like not even acknowledging.
Yeah, they have not noticed you.
Elk is going to stealthily climb back up and relay this information. I mean, that's a 26.
Yeah, you're fine. So, Elkwood climbs down. 5 seconds later, climbs back up. What do you say?
Okay, there are five creatures down there. They got three Karakol. Chavrakaz. One in particular, Kezra, you might find interesting, that has dragon scales on his one arm. Fist. And two Boggarts. They have not noticed us yet. And they seem to be chanting some sort of, with that Dahak, Dragon of Destruction business.
I can go down first.
Elk is going to say, let me go down first, just as a precaution. I'm a little bit stealthier than you. And then we can take point at the edge. We have a couple areas where we could hold out. If we perhaps draw one by one, we might have a chance.
Where on the map did he drop out? Was it here?
So directly below the hole on the map, there's like a tiny 5 foot... 5 foot by 25 foot hallway that it sort of just drops down from the ceiling into that spot.
Benson, I might have a spell that could assist in this situation. Abadar has the ability to silence all noise that a creature makes. That would make you undetected, but it would also mean that you cannot speak for at least a minute. This would be a good tactic, since Elkwood is already stealthy. You could creep down as well, and then I'm sure that either me or Kezra might alert them of their presence, but at least we would have some bodies down there to buy us some time so we can all get in the fight.
Sounds like a good plan.
I will say the only issue with that, do any of your abilities have verbal components?
I don't believe so, but I'll double check.
Okay, yeah, double check on that, because that is the only thing, like silence spell,
like casting zeal or something.
Yeah,
like,
I was thinking that, or his
lay on hands.
I want to say sunlight spear, but that's not what it's called.
Sunblade.
Yeah.
I mean, basically.
Yeah.
Sunlight blade.
I mean, it is a minute, so if I casted it, then we waited like.
Oh, you just wait till the end of the duration. Yeah.
So it's basically like by the time he gets down there. He could, like, hole up somewhere and not move.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just stand completely still, yes. Making no noise.
Don't breathe.
We need a constitution save not to sneeze.
Elk, tell me more about this Chavrakaz with the dragon scales. What was it?
It was just a Chavrakaz. He had a gauntlet on his left hand that it definitely had some sort of draconic influence. It was burning almost, it seemed. It was on, like, emanating heat. Like, there was, like, heat waves coming above.
All right. He's mine.
Ho-ho-ho! I'll say, he does look rather tough, so I'll be careful.
Also, played by Benedict Cumberbatch.
Cool.
Ah, we're all gonna die.
I'm Smaug.
He really gets into researching his movies.
My favorite thing is when they did the motion capture, they literally just used Benedict Cumberbatch for that.
Yeah, and he's just like running around
for
the
Smaug's
room.
Face, yeah. Yeah, for Smaug's yes. face, yeah. Yes. And he was like crouching and stuff like that. He got into it. That's why he's perfect for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Elk's gonna stealth back down.
Okay.
Kezra, when prepping to go down, he will cast a couple of spells.
Alright.
I'm gonna cast... At the note of the smoldering gauntlet, I'm going to cast resist energy fire on myself.
Yes.
You did say it was smoldering, right?
I did, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll just stop it. That was freezing. My bad. Lightning was crackling.
And I'm going to cast invisibility on myself.
Oh, nice.
And I think I'm going to go ahead and cast my last second level spell.
Ooh.
Wow.
Do you want invisibility or blur, Benson?
Ooh.
Because if Benson had invisibility, then he wouldn't need my silence. But
I probably would still need your silence.
Yeah, the issue is sound.
Issue is him clinking down this hole.
Yeah.
Well, you hear the... We're here clinking.
Now, the advantage of me going invisible is I can literally... And being silenced, I can go anywhere.
Oh, you could literally maneuver your way to the big bad. It just...
Yeah, and then I would attack them and they would all go on to me, making my death ensured.
Yeah, three of them would hold you while the fourth one chops your head off.
Yeah. Well, we tried.
Blur would just be better for the battle.
Yeah.
So do I want positioning or do I want sustainability in the battle?
I'll say sustainability, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
Well, Kezra is definitely going to go straight for the big bad.
Yeah.
He's going to need some help.
Yeah. Like, but we have these, like, little guys.
We do have the little guys.
So, I mean, Elk is completely fine with taking out the small fry, if possible. So.
Give me invisibility.
Very well.
You're going to have to...
We're going for strike team alpha here.
Yeah, all right. God, if only you took rogue talent so you could be... Sneak attack.
Ah, yeah, the paladin with
multi-level rogue. Yeah.
Classic paladin rogue archetype.
blowing all four of my second level spells for this fight. So,
all right, and I'm gonna we'll cast silence at the appropriate time, but I'm just marking on my sheet that it's cast.
Okay, so I'm not gonna worry about Benton's stealth because he is
silent and invisible.
Yes,
that's like he could run through people and they'd be like, what the.
The most they would feel is, like, you know how, like, when a car drives past, you feel the wind? That's about all they would feel.
Huh. That was a weird draft.
It's a strange, strange breeze.
Cave draft.
In this cave. Underground.
I will say one thing. Do you tell me that's what you're going to do, Kelly?
Yes.
Okay, because I can't see him either.
Oh, yeah.
I'm over here. What?
I do it all as it, like... So I was like, it's basically going to take a round to get down, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, as you go down.
So right before we go down, I will ask him, do you want my help or do you want to take him yourself?
I think I could take him, but stay close.
Stay close in range of Retributive Strike.
How does everyone else feel about that?
Regretfully, I do not have many damaging spells prepared for today, so I am but support.
What do you mean?
See, Adelar will keep me up. He always keeps me fighting.
I don't worry about the big bad guy as much, but what these four other hooligans will do when the fight starts.
Football hooligans.
I trust in your ability to cut through them quickly.
Alright.
Alright, so you guys make your way down?
Yep.
So you make your way down. When the last one gets down there, we will all... Rinelli climbs, by the way.
Oh, of course she does.
Of course, yep. Yeah. Wait, so do you want us to roll... I know Benson does not have to roll a stealth check. Elkwood is good at stealth, but do you want Kezra and I to roll stealth checks?
Yeah, whoever is... Yeah, so everyone but Benson, because Benson is completely silenced.
Silent and invisible.
And invisible. So
I should do this more often. This
does.
And you get a bonus to your stealth, right? Because you're invisible.
I nailed it anyway.
Okay. Actually, does Rinaldi know? She hadn't cast any spells either today, right?
She casted them. She did cast them before the Raldar fight.
Oh, I thought she slept a little. Okay, damn. I guess she done her spider walk. Damn.
No, she can just do that.
She's
naughty.
I was like, you know, it'd be cool if she cast a spider walk on me.
Oh, she does offer to carry a skull down, by the way. You guys are surely free that way.
I'm gonna go down last because I'm positive I'm gonna fail my stealth check.
Okay.
he falls off the climb and he just goes, oh!
So with my plus 10 and I get a nat 1 for medicine, I doubt a plus 2 with stealth is gonna garner me much.
Oh, jeez.
Natural 20, come on. Nail it.
I got a adjusted 20, so.
Ooh, hey, there we go.
That's a lot better than I expected.
That's all I need.
all right, so you guys are able to shuffle in there. Arrange yourself however you want, just sort of in that back room, because then the cinematic piece will start.
Yeah.
The real question is, do we get a surprise round?
No, because you're approaching. So yeah, I was the stealth checks and all were just to make sure that they weren't just gonna jump your ass when one of you got down there, just beat you in the fucking corner.
Yeah. So Kezra and Benson are both invisible. Right.
Yep.
So are they positioning themselves like where they want for when the battle
starts? So go ahead and position yourself now, and then we'll go ahead and then we'll jump into the fight.
I genuinely have no idea where to place me.
It is a really, really tight corridor.
I mean, I would suggest right here so you can get mashed by all five, but that's just me.
Oh, let's
right in the center of five of them. Just, you know.
Let's create the skeleton blender again.
Yeah, jeez.
I'm great at strategy. Yeah.
Can't wait to get pelted by 1,000 more thrown objects.
Yeah, they find bedposts, and then you just start chucking them for some reason.
Tons of beds down here. It's really weird.
You definitely want to be in striking range, because I feel like these guys are main, like, they throw stuff, so.
And they can also scimitar. Did all of them like have the same thing, like scimitars or whatever?
The Charwarkos had hatchets. And then the Boggarts had their clubs. So pretty. You fought these guys before.
The other
one with the gauntlet looks brand new.
Okay, so since Elk's down there, he is going to first hunt prey on this, like before the battle even starts.
Okay.
Like just get that out of the way.
All right. Anybody else want to do anything before it starts?
So
I mean, I was going to move to the back of the other side of the fight. Unless you want to wait for that.
So, you want to move back to where the boss is? Yeah, it's a little packed there. So I'm going to say no.
Not here?
No. I mean just getting through all of them. It would be difficult.
Well, like an acrobatics check?
Yeah. You want to make an acrobatics check? You go right ahead.
Oh, no.
I just like, let's make it a dice roll.
Yeah.
So acrobatics to get through this spot, basically?
Yeah. So you're going against... which two are you going next to?
I guess I'm going into this square.
Okay, to that square. Okay, so you're going in between one of the Boggarts and one of the Charwarkos.
Natural 2.
Oh.
For
fantastic.
Nine.
So you do not do it as you try to get through. You just sort of you knock into one of them and they shove you back. So you're just shunted, I guess, right next to Benson, right here next to Benson.
Oh, they didn't notice. They were so appalled.
But they do notice everything else happening.
Ah, balls.
As one of them sees you and goes, Malaruk, there's people here. And the Travruka with the gauntlet that you now know as Malarunk goes, ah, we have food. No more shall we eat divine food. We will eat flesh and worship the endless distraction. Everyone roll me initiative.
Endless distraction.
Endless Destruction.
Oh.
Which is the Hawk's name, actually.
I mean, divine food sounds good, too. I mean,
if anybody knows what create food and water is, you get a feeling that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. It's just like, God, everything just tastes like cardboard.
Just about it. I think create food and water describes itself as like...
It provides sustenance,
but... It tastes like rocks.
It tastes like melba toast.
It's like, you know, you guys did better than me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I did.
Going around the table. Elkwood.
17.
Benson.
14.
Kezer.
21.
Ooh.
And Adelar.
26, baby.
Oh, an elk.
All right.
An elk, he has his sword drawn at this point.
All right. So, Malarunk goes first.
Ah, shit.
What?
But Benson and
I had 26.
You did have 26. He had a 30. He points his hand and says, "The Sorrow Maker will taste your blood and your ashes." As he casts a spell in the back, towards the back of the room.
Oh no.
So about, let me go and pull up Fireball.
Oh, that's a 16.
Kessler's like, resist energy.
So range 500 feet, a 20-foot burst.
Oh.
Let's see. He's gonna go ahead. He's gonna put it right back there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I need everyone.
Ah, shit.
And I mean everyone.
Yeah.
To roll me a reflex save. A basic reflex save, I should say.
Ooh. Okay. I'll take it. Oh, Skald has to roll me.
Yeah, Skald needs one too.
Well, he rolled higher than me, so whatever.
Going around Elkwood.
Elkwood got a 22, and Skald got a 28.
Elkwood fails.
Oh, shit.
Skald succeeds. Benson.
19 on the die for 25.
You succeed. Kezer.
Just a 20.
You fail.
23.
You succeed. So, let me go ahead and roll. I will read Fireball here. A roaring blast of fire appears at a spot you designate, dealing 6d6 fire damage. Now, this is a basic reflex save, so anyone who failed will take half of this.
Oh, good.
Yay.
Anyone who succeeds, just don't take damage?
No.
If you succeed on the save,
you take half.
If you fail, you take full. If you crit fail, you
so
take
full. So Elk and Kezra take full damage.
Ah, yeah. Darn it.
Elk takes full damage.
That's true.
Let me go ahead and add all this up here.
Don't suppose he rolled 6 ones.
No, that would be easy for me to do. As 17 points of fire damage erupts from that spot. So adjusted would be 8. If you succeeded, you only take 8 points of fire damage.
Okay.
And then he is going to... does that knock you guys out of your invisibility?
No.
No, okay. He is then going to... Actually, he's actually just going to do a regular stride up next to the two that are right in front of Benson. So now he's directly in front of... He's directly in front of Benson, but Benson is facing three that he unknowingly is. It is now their turn.
What?
Damn.
I rolled good.
Well, that's unlucky.
Yeah, it is.
So the four of them, let's see. This one is going, the southern Boggart is going to take a 5-foot step up. Let me see what the range is on that croak again.
Oh, shit, that's the fear one?
That is the fear one. Was it a 15? So it's a 15 foot, I believe. So who was within range of that? Nobody is.
Only us.
Yeah, only you guys. But you guys are invisible. Interesting.
So
he don't know we there.
Yeah, no. In which case, he is going to just start marching up then. Alright, so 5, 10, 15.
Does he just go through a square like that if Kezra is invisible?
That is a good question. So as he tries to walk through... actually, he would have to walk through Kizra's spot because there's a pillar right here.
Yeah.
So what happens when a creature tries to walk through an invisible creature space there, Kel?
I would assume they get a free perception check to detect me.
That's true.
Alright.
I don't know the exact rule, but I mean, if you land in the square of an undetected creature,
yeah.
Like you're being hit by something, so it's like, whoa, hold on.
Yeah, I would assume he gets a free perception check.
Okay. He rolled a 2 on his perception, so actually not much.
It's the wind.
But yeah, he walks up directly to Adalar. And he is going to croak. So everyone within range of that, go ahead and make me a will DC, or a will save.
Is that a cone, or is that all around?
It's all around.
Anyway. I failed. And scald. Oh my god, it's all around.
Mother pooper.
Dice flying everywhere.
Thank you.
All right. And everybody around, what did you get?
El got 8. He got a 13.
That is a fail.
Yeah, I figured. And uh-huh. Skull got a 19.
Skull succeeds.
God damn again. He is being a good boy.
21.
You succeed.
23.
Kezra succeeds.
25.
And you succeed. So just the only one that failed was Elk.
Elk's not having a great start to this fight.
Oh, no. I am having shit.
No reflexes. No will.
I know. I rolled terribly.
All right. So so you guys are all frightened 1.
It's negatives, right?
Yeah, it's minus to virtually everything.
Yeah.
But it ticks down each round.
Each turn.
Yeah, each round.
And then he's going to swing his club at Adalar.
Why?
Because you're there.
Yeah.
What does a 15 hit you?
Nope.
All right. So he swings his club, and it goes right over your head and just cracks on the cave wall.
Huh, you think that stick can hurt me?
I mean, it can, but don't get too cocky.
Don't get cocky, kid. Alright, the other Charuka, the southern Charuka, can you see the names on these, by the way? Can you see those?
No.
Okay, so these are all named.
Oh, no.
So, the southern Charuka by the name of Yash. He's going to try to go through Kezra as well. We'll see if he gets his perception check or not. Absolutely crushed it. So he actually feels you there, Kezra.
Okay.
Like he feels you.
Right? He understands you.
Well, he can swing at me if he'd like.
He's gonna try.
I mean, when in this game has Kezra not been hit by taunting somebody?
Alright. So Yash swings out with his, he's got a sickle here. He got an 18 to hit you.
What about the mischance?
Oh, the mischance, that is correct.
50%, uh-huh. Right?
Yeah, you gotta get a flat 10. Or 11, is it?
11.
DC 11. But he got a 14, so.
18 just exactly hits.
Just hits him. Alright, so he tries to walk through and goes, "Hey, there's something here!" And just swings with the sickle, and it hits you for 4 points of damage.
Okie dokie.
If I had Redemptive Strike that, I'm going to become visible, right?
Yep. I don't know if you can, because of the pillar.
He's right in front of me.
Yeah,
we're on either sides of the pillar. Yeah, well, it would end after...
You could do, if you did your Retributive Strike... then it would bring you out of it, yeah.
I'm going to let it happen.
Benson's watching.
If I become visible right now, I'm going to get blended.
Yeah.
He's going to do 2 more attacks. Because Shawarka do that thing where they shriek, and then they get an extra action at the beginning of their turn. He tried to use it to walk, but ran into Kezra.
As one does.
As one does. That is a 17.
Miss.
Last attack Miss on that as well. The two that are on the northern side, the Boggart is going to try to walk through Benson to get to the other side of Kezra. Perception check incoming for that. Crush that as well. 19 total. So.
I mean, you're not visible still, right?
So. No, not.
Did he get the flat check?
He hasn't tried to swing
yet. He hasn't tried to swing yet. He was perceiving to because he ran into Kezra or into Benson. All right, so feeling something in front of him goes,
I think they're invisible. Swing!
And he's going to swing out with his club. An 11 on the die for a total of 21.
Meets my AC, but I'm going to raise my shield.
Mischance, though, right?
Mischance. Natural one.
So woo!
Does and not he's do named. That.
No mo tax.
And he's named.
Well, that was on the. That was on the DC 11 or DC 10 thing. Second swing 17 on the invisibility. Oh wait, no, he can't do that because he.
It's for the round.
Okay, so. He feels you and tries to swing, but he doesn't make any contact at all. Now, the other one, hearing that there are invisible people around, and seeing where the Boggart is trying to swing, is going to take a 5-foot step, sort of at an angle to get next to that Boggart and Benson, and is going to try to swing.
He can do that? Isn't there a wall there? Or?
He's technically moving through a friendly.
He
said 5-foot step. That's why I was like, 5-foot step would be on him.
He shrieked to get his extra stride. Yeah. Stupid. All right. First attack on Benson. Trying to roll the invisibility.
Yep.
12. First attack. 19 on the die.
It's gonna hit.
For a 27.
Yep, that's gonna hit.
Alright. So he swings with his sickle for 5 points of damage.
Okay.
Second attack. 19 total.
Miss.
And last one is also a miss. That was their turn. Mm-hmm. After Mullerunk and the Monkey Boys.
It's a band.
it's a ska band. Adalar, it's your turn.
You know, everyone's taking a little bit of a beating, so I'm just going to burn all 3 actions and do that old burst heal. Because the enemy, they haven't taken any damage, but we have, so... Get ready for some healing.
Am I still silenced?
Yeah. Oh, I think, we never determined how many rounds he'd be silenced or how long we waited.
It's a minute.
It's a minute, but we had said that you casted it.
Towards the end.
So
I figured we couldn't do it like... I don't think we could time it exactly. So you want to like roll like a D6?
I'll roll a D6.
Yeah. Could be a 1. Could be a 6.
It was 4 total. So,
okay, so
4 rounds.
4 rounds, you are silenced. Yeah. Sorry, John, but, you know.
It is what it is.
But everyone gets 8 points of hit points back.
Thank you.
That works. Skull's back up. Ooh.
And I am as well. Make sure the spider lady gets that juice, too.
Yes.
She's a friend. Well, it's everybody, but, you know.
Yeah.
All right, that's my turn.
Okay. It is Renali's turn. She is going to... You guys are in quite a pickle here. You guys are stuck in the back with a boggart in your face.
Yeah. She's going to summon spiders.
If only she could do that. She is going to climb on the wall and get above Adalar. So, Adalar, you were under her token. And then she's just going to do two attacks on it.
Nice.
Luckily, Renali can do that. Thank goodness.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. First one definitely missed, but the second one hit.
Was it like biting? You said.
Yeah, yeah. She has these big old mandibles on her face. She is in her natural naughty form. So.
Yeah, gotcha.
All right, and so she deals some damage to this guy. So where are? Oh, okay, there's the HP for those guys. Alrighty, so she gets a bite in, and he actually needs to make a fortitude save.
Oh, yeah.
Poison.
Mm-hmm. He did just fine with that, so. Alright, but he did take some damage. After that, it comes to Kezra.
Kezra is going to... I'm going to try to move past this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just move here without needing to do anything? I am invisible.
I was going to say, you're invisible. Unless you're moving through something, it shouldn't be an issue.
Alright, well, I'm going to move... here.
Yeah, so you're gonna move past. You're gonna move past Yash, or the that.
I know what he's about to do.
Yeah, I mean I'm invisible, so I should just be able to.
Well, that's a tiny hallway there, and because.
Yes?
No. You were right here. You were in front of Yash and Malaruk.
Oh, Yash. Oh, I didn't know that guy's name.
Yeah, so. I wonder if I can show his name.
You don't know Yash?
I don't know yet.
I think there's a way to show name plate.
So you want me to roll acrobatics to get by him?
Yeah, go ahead and roll acrobatics, yeah.
A little better. 17? Oh, wait, yeah, 17?
17 against his... what would that be against his reflex DC or his fortitude?
Huh. I feel like
reflex.
Yeah, reflex. He's got an 18.
No bonus for being invisible?
I feel like you should.
For acrobatic, I don't think... I know invisibility gives you bonuses to stealth, but being invisible doesn't exactly help you with trying to dodge a monkey wildly swinging around you.
Alright, well, then I'll just try to kill him then.
Alright.
He's flat-footed.
Yes.
Twenty. I think it's his flat-footed AC.
That is a hit because he's flat-footed.
Terrible rolls. Eight. Damage.
Eight damage? Mm-hmm. All right.
And you're visible.
And I'll...
Electric arc?
No. No, because I already tried to move with acrobatics.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I'll move back behind the pillar with a step.
All right.
So... D-bag can't see me.
Alright. After Kezra comes to Elk.
Okay. Elkwood is going to change his first action, hunt prey on the one right in front of him.
Yeah.
And he's going to raise his sword and be like, you need to get out of my way. 11 on the dice. That is a 22 to hit.
That's a 22 to hit him. That is a hit.
Nice. So, five. Oh, wait, that's two d8s. Sorry. I think I'm so that's 5 on the die there. That's 6 plus 2. So that's 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage.
And then you still on the command Skald to attack him as well. So Skald is right there.
Just okay.
Have to move. And attacks 17 on the die.
Woo-hoo. Ooh.
So good boy is going to get. That is a plus 9. God. Damn. Okay. That is a 26 to hit.
26. That is a hit.
And so, since we're on the subject right now, I've been a fool this entire time. That apparently animal companions for rangers share their hunter's edge. So, while Skald only gets a 1d8 plus his strength score, he gets also my precision damage as well. So, he gets a roll 2d8.
Alrighty.
I know.
Dang.
And so this entire time, I could have been doing at least 16 points of damage.
Could have been ripping so many calf muscles out.
Oh my god. So he's going to move right. That is 6 there. Oh, 6 there. Oh. So that's 14 points of damage.
Oh
with
gosh.
One tearing into his tendon.
God damn.
And since he hasn't moved, he's going to bite again.
Yep.
It's still up. 14 on die, so that is. It's finesse, so that means it's going to be 4 instead. So 18 to hit?
18 hits?
Oh shit, that's awesome. 1d8, 5 points of damage.
5 points of damage. You have literally bitten this dude down quite a bit.
Nice.
This boggart is hanging on. But after Oakwood and Skult, it comes to Sir Benson.
Yes. I genuinely have no idea what to do.
You're in a sticky situation here, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're still invisible, right?
Yes, I am.
Well, the big bad would be flat-footed to you, so it's a really juicy strike.
You'll be immediately flanked.
Yes.
That's true as well.
They're all going to pile on me if I do that.
It's okay, Kezra. No, Kezra's hiding behind the
pillar. I was really hoping that they would get this boggart down and they would be able to come into the room. That's
yeah.
Not going to happen. Shit. I'm going to move back to here. Can I do that?
Yeah, that's fine.
And I'm going to strike the boggart.
All right, stab the boggart in the back.
Yep.
All right.
You're flanked, too.
Yeah, he's flanked as hell.
There's a 10 on the die for 20.
Yeah, 20 hits. Go ahead and roll damage. You're probably going to knock him out.
13 points of damage.
And he dies.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, yay.
Wait. What was his name?
His name was Yorak. But he was a bogger, so his name was probably sounded like Yorak.
Alas, poor Yorak.
So I strike him down, and literally I come visible, strike him, falls. Benson just yelled, "Spread out!"
We don't hear you because you're silent.
Oh, yeah.
He's screaming.
So you look at Benson, he's like,
I read lips. He's fine.
So after Sir Benson bringing up the end of the first round of combat.
Hey, he has one more action left.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Hey, what do you want to do?
Raise that shield. I'm going to move here.
Ooh, 5-foot step there.
And takes another step at the end.
Yeah.
With Yorak dying and Benson and Kezra appearing in that last round, Malarok goes, "There's more of them! Find everyone and tear them limb from limb for the endless destruction." And he is going to cast Sound Bursts centered on Yorak's corpse.
Ah, damn it.
That's a good spell.
It is a pretty good spell. If anybody's watched our Pathfinder Society games, you know that Sound Burst is a fantastic one. So everyone is going to have to roll me...
Reflex?
Fortitude.
Probably Fortitude.
It is Fortitude save.
That's all right for me.
Fuck.
Ugh, damn. I might have critically failed.
Oh,
no,
all right.
That's really bad.
It's really bad.
I think I did as well.
Okay, all right. Elkwood, what'd you get?
I got a natural one, so.
Oh. I got a natural two.
Yay! All right. So you guys are critically failed, Benson?
I got a natural 18 for 28.
For 28, you succeed.
Thankfully.
And Adalar?
27.
27, you get a success as well.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, go ahead and roll for...
He only got a 4-2 save. 16.
16, he fails, and Rinaldi succeeded. So, let me read the description of Soundburst. Everyone who succeeded takes half damage. Failure, the creature takes full damage and is deafened for one round.
Yeah.
Critical failure is the creature takes double damage and is deafened for 1 minute and stunned one.
Wonderful.
I didn't explain the damage. A cacophonous noise blasts out, dealing 2d10 sonic damage.
Mm-hmm. So that's 4d10.
How long were we stunned? One round?
Yeah, one round of stun.
One round just means, like, stunned is...
You lose an action.
Yeah, you lose one action, yeah.
Based on the value of the stun, so we're stunned one for one round.
Okay.
So full damage is 11 points of damage. For those who critically failed, it's 22.
All right. It's not as bad.
Speak for yourself, way in the back, away from most of the danger.
I mean, I'm still down.
Well, I guess I know what I'm doing with my turn.
All right, that was...
Was regular failure is deafened as well?
Deafened for one round. Yeah. Regular failure is deafened for one round.
Okay.
Good thing that one wasn't heightened, because all it takes is to prepare it as a third level.
I know.
That is a solid spell. All right, so that is what he is going to do. He's going to just shout out some orders to his other worshippers of Dahak. So the Chawrka directly in front, there's one directly in front of Benson, as Benson had taken a step back. He's going to do his three attacks on you. First attack, natural one.
Yay! Woo! Some good luck.
And he is a named creature, so go ahead and give me that.
Yeah.
I don't care that they're named. Everybody gets a card.
Everybody gets a card for that one. I want a critical success because they're named, man. That's what I want.
Oh, there you go. Like, what if he just turns around and stabs his leader in the back?
Stupid. Doesn't work for him.
All right.
Hand it over. Unless you succeed at a reflex saving throw, your target gains possession of your weapon.
I'm holding a sword and a shield.
Throw it on the ground.
Yeah.
He's knocking it out of his hands, basically.
All right, so I need to make a reflex save, you said?
Yeah.
The reflex save is pretty good. I don't know if a 6 on the die will do much. So a total of 14.
I guess it's against your AC, so...
Yeah, that's a fail. All
right, so he swings his sickle down, and it gets hooked on your shield, oh. And then as you pull your shield out, it just goes whoop out of his hand.
Nice.
I'm pretty mad about that. He still has his whip in his other hand, though, so he's just going to go ahead and do that. So he is going to try to disarm you. A total of 19?
No. Okay.
And then he's just going to try to swing for the last. He misses with that whip. The other followers, one of them goes up and tries to swing at Kezra. The Boggard walks up and tries to swing at Kezra. First attack. With the massive club that he has. That is a 27 total.
Yep.
Alright, so this is a d6 for 7 points of damage.
Okay.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
If I retributive strike that, I can get my shield in front of him to counteract the damage. I can't swing at him, but I can swing at something in front of me?
It would have to be against the triggering creature.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just can't do it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
the pillar.
Yeah. Oh. Second swing. That is going to be a miss. Last swing is going to be a 17 total.
He took a step towards me.
Oh, he did. You're right.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Anyway.
Yeah. And then the other... the Charver call to the north. That's now directly behind the Bogger that stepped up to you. He is going to use his whip to try to disarm you, Kezra. First attack to disarm. Natural one.
Oh, God. Oh, we needed that so badly.
Wow.
Yay.
This is bad. You take 1d10 persistent bleed damage.
Wow.
So I guess you whipped and the tip hit back and smacked you in the face.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As he's swinging the whip around, it hits him on the forehead, and you see just blood is just pouring over his face now.
You take 6 damage.
6 points of bleed damage. All right.
Then you get that. Bleed damage. You don't get a save, right? Or you do, for the persistent.
No, I think you do. Okay, it's all so, persistent damage. Gosh.
So you get that DC 15 flat.
Okay, and that'll be at the end of his turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Very angry that he didn't get to do it. Swings again. Natural 3. And man, why couldn't I get a natural 19 on actually trying to hit you for the first attack? So an adjusted 9 with a plus 8, 17 to try to disarm you.
No.
All right, so he swings wildly, hitting himself in the face in this, and that is the end of their turn.
He is also flat-footed till the end of his next turn because of his critical failure.
Oh,
nice!
Alrighty.
Wow.
I will make note that he is flat-footed. All right.
DC 15 to recover the bleed.
Yes. 18 on the die. He's fine. Adelar, your turn.
All right, I'm gonna sling some healing to my boy Kezra.
Thank you.
Oh, baby. I'm rolling rocks today. How does 32 points of healing do ya?
I love those numbers.
Man, rolling D10s instead of D8s is just, it's beautiful.
Boo, 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 boo.
And then that was only 2 action spell. So with my last action,
Kezra, use Abadar's guidance.
Boo.
And that's boo. It.
All right, after Adelar, doling out some heavy healing, it comes to Renali's turn. Renali, seeing that everyone is sort of, well, the Bogger that was in front of her is now dead, she wants to go up and try to cast a spell. So she is going to walk 10 feet to the west, and she is going to cast Color Spray.
Oh, yes! Nice.
On all of these guys.
Oh my gosh.
So that's clutch.
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
So clutch.
So, with Color Spray, let me go ahead and scroll up just to make sure what her DC is, because I gotta roll it quite a few times here.
25.
Don't worry about rolling that.
That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Where's Renali's sheet? Here it is. She gets to... Okay, yeah, so she can cast Color Spray at a first level spell. Her DC is 22.
Ooh, that's no joke.
Yeah, well, the thing is that Anadis are really, really good at illusion magic. So it's literally in their blood to just do it.
Nice.
All right, so rolling for Malarung first. He got a 7 on the die.
Ooh.
Which is not great. That gives him a total of 20, so he fails.
Wow.
And then the other ones. 15 on the die, that is a success. 12 on the die, that is a... that is also a success. And a 19 on the die. So...
the main boss.
Malarunk was the only one here.
It's too much posturing.
I know, when you pray so much to Dahak, you just don't see the colors coming at, going into your eyeballs. Alright, so Color Spray says, failure, the creature is stunned one, blinded for one round, and is dazzled for 1 minute.
Oh, whoa, so dazzled is so a lot
good.
Better.
Yep. Good thing he didn't critically fail, because that would have been real bad. But, mm-hmm. but yeah, he is stunned one, so he loses an action, blinded for one round, so he's going to have to figure out what to do with that, and dazzled for 1 minute, so that is going to be some issues for him. But that is Renali's turn.
Did the guys who succeed, are they dazzled, or...
Oh, for Color Spray, they're dazzled for one round.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's dazzled? Is that just...
DC 5 to hit.
Oh, okay. Yep. Hey, that's always good.
Yeah. All right. After Renali, Kezra, it's your turn.
Kezra will... I didn't hear you cast that spell on me, but I did feel the guidance. What? but I'm also stunned, so that sucks. I'm going to... I guess I'm just going to try to kill this guy in front of me. What the hay? Probably a fail. Yeah, 14. And... yeah, one more attack. Oh, that's better. Natural 18 for 23.
And 23 against whom? You're going against the...
this one.
Sorry, I wasn't on the map.
The Boggard.
The Boggard, okay. So Boggard has an AC of 17.
Okay.
So you hit.
Oh. Hey, oh. Man, you are throwing
He's
your
excited.
Dice. Just tossing your dice today.
Slamming them dice.
So 10 damage.
10 points of damage to that
Ooh.
Guy. Yeah, he's not happy about that. All right. Anything else?
Nope, that was my two actions.
All right. Terkezra swatting one of these guys. Comes to Elk.
Elk in this position, actually, I would say it's a straight shot to this guy.
Yeah, to the same guy that Kezra just hit, yeah.
Yeah, so he is going to free action, drop his sword, pull out his bow, and then shoot his bow right at the guy. Because he can only do two actions, so.
Oh, yeah, yep.
So, that's a 16 on the die, so that's a 27.
27 to hit this guy?
Yes.
Ooh, he said his AC was 17.
It's a crit.
Yeah.
That is a crit.
Yeah.
I was doing precision, but I can't. But
it's all good.
So 2d6. Is it 1d6 times and multiply it?
Yeah, roll your damage and double.
Yeah, double the whole thing, yeah.
Okay, so it's a 1d6, so it's 8 points of damage total.
8 points of damage.
Sweet.
And he cannot command Skald, because I think Skald is deafened right now.
Oh. Did they get a card?
No. It was a 20.
Just a regular.
Okay. Yep.
He can't command Skald because he can't hear you.
Yeah. Or it could be like point and do this. Chomp.
Make like biting motions with your hands.
Yes.
Alright, after Elk unleashing a critical hit on this guy, Sir Benson.
I'm just going to start swinging at the gentleman in front of me.
He is a gentleman.
So tragic.
Natural one.
Command an animal.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
Oh.
The dice give it. The dice taketh away.
This is not good. Oh, no. Catch your breath. You are slowed two until the end of your next turn.
Oh,
that's rough. Oh.
So that means you're out of actions now.
Yep.
Oh.
That's literally the worst.
Can he still use a reaction?
Oof. Yeah, he can use reactions.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So Benson swings with his sword and he hits that pillar that's just been annoying you guys, and it rattles through like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
It's the end of your next turn.
Yep. All right.
Well, poo.
After Benson, it comes to Malarek's turn. Malarek being, what was he, stunned one?
Stunned one.
Blind.
Blind for one round, and he's dazzled for 1 minute. The dazzle, that we'll deal with that later. What he wants to do is, being blinded and stunned, he's going to use his other only two actions that he has to cast a spell called Spiritual Weapon.
Oh.
So he cast it directly next to him. He can't do anything with it yet, but
right. See,
he saw one of his men fall, so he's trying to get some more abilities out here. He casts a Spiritual Weapon. He holds his fiery gauntlet up and makes a sort of claw with it, and you see what looks to be a fiery head of Dahak sort of emerge from his hand and just sort of float around him like an imperial dragon.
Hmm. That reminds me of those things from Breath of the Wild. On the Divine Beast,
yep.
Those floating heads.
Yep. <It's creepy. laughs> So there is now a fiery visage of Dahak's head just floating around him, and he's just praying in some profane words. Let's see. And then the other ones are going to
wait. Benson still has actions. We did slow wrong.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
It just reduces your movement, right?
Probably. No. So, I'll just read slowed. You have fewer actions. Slowed always includes a value. When you regain actions at the start of your turn, reduce the number of actions you regain by your slowed value. Because slowed has its effect at the start of your turn, you don't immediately lose actions if you become slowed during your turn.
So I will lose. I will lose it next turn.
Yeah. So you have two more actions.
Cool. So you'll just have one action next turn.
Yeah.
Swinging.
All right.
Good looking that up.
Yeah, yeah.
13.
13. 13 does not hit. No. All right. Well, the same thing plays out. Malarek gets down and makes a profane prayer, and then the visage of Dahak comes up. The other ones are going to start swinging at the... at all of you in front here. So first one going on Benson, the Charaka that is in front of him. So DC to DC 5 first, is that correct? For Dazzled?
Yes.
Okay.
Has to hit 5 or more.
5 or more. So DC 5 coming out for that, 7. So he is going to make his attacks now.
Yep.
7 on the die for a 15.
Nope.
Alright. 5 on the die. That's also a miss. And a 3 on the die. Lovely.
That's good.
That was some luck.
That's good.
Lovely.
Lovely luck.
Boggard, directly in front of Kezra, is going to swing on him. DC 5 first. 17. Flying colors. Let's see if he can actually hit anything. First attack. 5 on the die for a 15.
Miss.
Second attack. 13 on the die, adjusted, makes it 17.
Miss.
Gosh, it's like so close every time. And then a 14 on the die, so a miss on that one as well.
Wow.
We just dodged 6 attacks. Good lord.
The most northern Chawarka, if you can see his name is Rekshri.
Nice.
He is going to go up and try to attack Renali.
Oh no.
DC 5, 18. Why do I roll so high on the DC 5?
Hey, you just gotta make sure. It's like, I know it's there.
No, for sure, I can see it. The second attack was the 19 on the die.
There we go.
Which means he actually got a hit off. Alright. And she takes 8 points of damage. Wow.
Good job.
Good job, buddy. Alright, so Renali takes 8 points of damage. Alright, and now they're not dazzled anymore. Thank goodness. Or blinded. No, they're still dazzled, but they're not blinded or stunned or anything like that, so... Next turn is when they're going to be doling out some crazy shit. Adalar, your turn.
All right. My boy Benson, how's he looking? Is he bleeding profusely?
Actually,
I don't think he took too much.
I mean, I look hurt. I don't look like I'm gonna keel over.
I would say Elkwood is below. Okay.
Well, I think just judging by the quick glance, Benson can take a few hits. So Adelar is actually going to move right here, and he's gonna focus his mind amidst all the wildness going on, and he's going to ask for Abadar, bless this fight. And I cast Bless. Does that mean y'all get a plus one status bonus to your attack rolls?
That's good. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
And it only is 5 feet emanation, but next round I can make it a little bigger.
I like that because listeners can't see the way this map looks. It's literally us 3-on-3 with our spellcaster in the back.
Yeah.
Squad v squad.
Yeah, no, seriously. All right, is that all you're doing, Adelar?
Yep.
Okay. It is Renali's turn. Renali is going to try to swing back at Rex Gree, the Chawar Cub that swung at her.
Don't forget that plus one.
Plus one. 12 on the die, that actually hits. So 13 total, and then plus her crazy bonus, so she's going to do some damage to that guy.
Nice.
Two on the die, she gets some damage out. Some damage.
It's only when she bites she can do poison, I'm assuming.
Well, she only bites, so.
Okay. Hey, that works.
So Rex Tree is going to have to make his fortitude save.
Fail it.
Actually, he did fail.
Ooh. Yes.
So Renali's poison. It's just called Anadi Venom. DC 20 fortitude save. Stage 1 is 1d6 poison damage and flat-footed.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Oh, that is good.
Sweet.
So let me go ahead and deal another 6 points of damage to this guy. Max on the poison damage.
Nice.
He's not looking so good.
He is not looking good at all. And he's flat-footed.
Nice.
Let me go ahead and do her other attack. She might just take this dude out completely.
Hey, that works. That works.
15 on the die with her... Oh, dude, yeah, she's tearing this dude. Actually, she just kills that guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So she bites him in the neck, and then you see just like the poison come out of her mandibles, and then she bites him in the face, and then he just drops.
Wow. Nice.
Lovely. Useful NPCs.
Renali is the best NPC I've found so far.
Honestly.
I loved role playing as Alok, but Renali's great.
Right now, Alok is sitting in his chair. Crying for no reason at all.
I just miss Benson, my dear. Yep. I wish he was here. He's probably off killing demons or something. I wish I was doing that. All right, that is the end of Renali's turn. After her, it comes to Kezra.
Kezra is going to swing at the guy in front of him and try to take him out. Ooh, natural 19.
Oh, that
is. For a 29.
Creep. That is definitely a crit.
Yes!
Kill him.
One.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Get a dice tray, my guy.
I will share mine with you. It's right here.
Thanks.
Was that minimal on a crit?
Yes.
Minimal on a crit.
Yes.
Oh.
10 damage.
Still not bad.
Thank you, Tim.
I mean, the guy in front of him has already been hit, so.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to electric arc him.
Oh, nice.
So he and the Chawar Cub in front of Benson roll reflex saves.
Yes.
Okay, so the Boggart and the Chawar. Okay.
Yep.
Let's see. The Boggart got a 16 on the die, which means his was pretty good. His reflex save, he got a total of 21.
Great, he succeeds.
Okay. The other guy got a 3 for a 10.
And he just fails.
Just fails, okay.
Man, we're all shit for damage today. Two ones.
Goodness gracious.
Oh my gosh.
All
right.
So I've rolled for damage four dice, and I've rolled one on all of them.
Oh, wow.
2d10s and 2d4s.
Hey, that just guarantees high rolls next time.
When I watched him roll the second d4, I was amazed because the dice bounced, and it bounced when it first landed. It was on the one, and it literally just bounced like straight up and then straight down. I'm like, what?
So it'll be 5 damage and 2 damage.
All right. Okay, then.
It was 10 damage because you crit, right?
I didn't crit with the spell.
All right, after Kezra, Elkwood.
Okay, Elkwood, now that he has 3 actions again, he's going to hunt prey on first guy, the one right in front of Kezra, and strike out with his bow, knocking a shot. That is 16, so that is a 27 to hit.
27 to hit, and that was against the...
The guy right in front of Kezra.
The boggard.
Yes.
He's an AC of 17.
Crit city.
That's a crit.
Yes! And that's...
Minimal damage.
Precision. Oh, it feels that way right now. Oh, no, that's 5, 6, 7. So it's 14 points of damage.
He is dead.
Wow.
Yay!
Just an arrow striking through and just plonking right in the head. Heals over.
I'm pretty sure the thing in front of me hasn't been touched yet.
Oh, no, he took some electric arc damage.
Yeah. I think two points.
And with his last action, he is going to move where this dead guy is.
No, I hit him before I moved as well.
So he's going to move there, and we're... Yeah.
All right.
We're getting there.
You guys are crowding around the Malarunk and his last Triwerko follower. After Elkwood, it comes to Sir Benson.
Get one strike.
Yeah.
21.
21 to hit the Chowarka?
Yep.
That is a hit, yeah.
That's 11 points of damage.
Alrighty. Not bad at all. Okay. And that is the end of your turn. It comes back to their turn.
Their turn doesn't take as long.
Yeah. Their turn is taking less time now. So Malarunk is going to sustain his spiritual weapon. When he does so, he gets to have it stride and attack a creature.
Hmm.
Ooh.
So his visage of Dahak is going to fly over to Adalar and take a strike at him.
What?
Why me?
He can't see Adalar. He's behind a pillar.
He just sees all that healing spouting out from behind the pillar.
Adalar is crouched down behind Kezra.
So he gets to make an attack. He's got a plus 13 to this attack.
Damage.
Holy shit! That is a 16 total.
Oh, yes! 16 total?
Yeah.
That's a miss.
Yeah, that is a miss.
God. What? Thank you, Avatar.
Is there a token for that thing? Or?
I'll pull one up.
She's one of the dead bodies.
Yeah. Just let me get some cool fire. Oh, this one's cool. It's like a swirly fire.
Oh,
bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's right over there.
Oh, it's a dark sign.
Goes over and just swings right past Adalar, trying to snap at his head.
So it takes an action to sustain, right?
Or? It takes an action to sustain, and then he's going to take a step up and then swing at you, Elkwood.
Lies.
Ah, yes.
Yep. We know who favors who in this.
So he's going to swing out with his... called a Cinder Claw Gauntlet.
That's cool.
Sounds cool.
How the fuck is he this bad? 16 total.
That's a miss.
Yep. Alrighty.
You guys
he also had to do the DC 5 for the conceal.
19 for that.
Still miss.
Dropping rocks on those conceals.
If only they get hit as good as they see. Alright, that is Malarek's turn. The other Chawarka is going to... He was directly in front of him. Benson?
Yep.
Malarek actually says, "Kill this orc!"
Oh.
Yeah. Bastard.
And he takes a 5-foot step and he's going to... he doesn't have his hatchet, so he's just going to do his whip. gonna go wa-cha-cha-cha. Wa-cha-cha. Natural 20.
Oh, of course. It would not be a fight if Tezra did not get
it. It wouldn't be one.
And a natural 20. Not even a crit.
It's all non-lethal damage, so. Because it's a whip.
Well, it says 1d4 plus 3 slashing. Oh, it does say non-lethal. You're right. Yep.
It is non-lethal.
Yep. I've got a sword.
Across the eyes. Normal damage. The target is blinded until healed.
Oh my god. Guess what? I didn't want to use my turn to heal you. Again.
My eyes! I can't do anything!
Yeah, you are deaf and blind right now.
Oh my gosh.
This is, in a way, a senseless battle. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool? It's going to be the name of the episode. Watch it.
Ooh, that's good.
See? That's good. You do take 12 points of damage.
Normal damage for the crit.
Oh, it goes to normal damage?
That's what the crit effect was, because I'm blind.
Oh, okay then. So, yeah, 12.
12 is normal damage?
Yeah, so it was a... reducing it. So, 6 then.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's like every turn I'm just like, I'm going to do this cool thing. Kazro's over there like, my leg, my eyes.
my ears. Why is everything hurt?
Alright, after their turn, Adalar, it's your turn. Kazro screams.
He did have another action.
Oh, he did. Let's see what he does. Oh, thanks for that. That was a 19 on the die for that. So that is another hit. For 6. Still non-lethal.
Yep.
All right, now Adalar.
You know what? Okay. I found a way to finagle me to actually do my cool thing, because... one of the best things about Pathfinder 2E is that heal is a 1-3 action spell. So because you just need to be healed, I am just going to heal you with a 1-action heal spell.
Woo!
Right, I mean, it's still great. 2d10, man. Can't complain. Oh! That's 11 points of healing. And then... Jake.
Uh-huh.
Your big baddie locks eyes with Adalar because he kind of peeks around.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Over the shoulder.
And you see a sickening black ray emanate from Adalar's fingertips. I'm going to need you to make a fortitude save.
Right.
I'm sure he's terrible at that.
19 total?
You just make it, but...
Mm-hmm.
You are enfeebled 1 for 1 minute.
Ah. Ooh,
that's good.
Okay.
This ray of enfeeblement.
Ah.
And that's my turn.
Okay, so you said enfeebled for 1 minute?
Yep,
all that's right.
The duration of the spell.
Rinali comes after Adalar, and she, seeing Malaruk just go... there's still the one in front of her. Yeah, so because there's still a Cherakod directly in front of her, she's just going to start swinging her mouth at him. First attack, 17 on the die.
She is a boss.
Dude, she's so good.
Is that a crit?
That would be a 29 total, so... No, it is actually not a crit, just a hit.
Well, did you count the plus one because of a blessing?
Because she is blessed, she does get a crit.
There's so many crits happening.
I know.
Yeah. she actually just kills him. He was not that far away from death.
That's awesome.
Time to dogpile.
Yeah, seriously.
So she bites onto this last Arbaca and just rips into him. And then after that, she is going to use her other actions to walk behind on the other side of Malarunk.
Hello, spider walk.
Yep. All right, after Rinali comes to Kezra.
Well, Kezra's in great position, so I am going to cast True Strike.
Yes.
And you know, fuck it. I'm gonna go ahead and rage with my second action.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh,
oh. Come on, natural 20. All right, natural 14 is good. And 13. So 14 would be 25 to hit.
That does hit Malarunk.
Sweet. Yes. God. D10 has not been kind to me. So 12 damage.
12 damage.
That's good, though.
Not bad at all. All right. So after Kezra, it comes to Elk.
Okay. Quick question. When we found that one star knife, did you give it to me to hold on to?
I believe so, because you were going to eventually use it for...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The exchange. Okay. Yeah. So he is once again going to drop his second weapon.
He's a man of many weapons.
Yeah, seriously. Like, it will do, I feel, more damage than the bow right now. So he's on drop it, free action, first action, pull out the star knife, hunt prey with a second action, and swing at, what's his face?
Kezra?
Swing at Kezra.
No, thank
Nat
goodness.
20.
Yeah, snatch 20. But he's on swing at this champion of Dahak.
All right.
Oh, that is a 16 on the die for a, I only get plus 10, so 26.
26 hits.
Aw, yeah.
Alright, so as far as we know on the runes, it's a plus one.
Yep, and striking.
Striking.
Plus one striking.
But we don't know what the third thing does.
Correct, yeah.
So
yeah.
We can find out.
Maybe.
So
maybe.
I think I have an idea of what it might be.
So
that's just a guess, though.
So he's going to use that as a knife. So 2d for 3 plus 2, 5, plus a d8 since it's precision damage.
That is correct, yeah.
5. Oh, max on that, so that's 13 points of damage.
Woohoo! All right.
And does anything happen?
Nope.
All right.
Ah.
Still.
Oh, we slept. Did we want to retcon?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Not right now. We'll figure it out.
You guys had hours.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about it.
One day you'll find out what it is, and it's going to be so cool when you do. All right, after Elk, Sir Benson.
I will... If I'm not mistaken, it's been 4 rounds.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
no longer silent.
Okay, but I'm going to do something a little different. As I cast Lay on Hands against this evil creature.
Uh-huh.
Is it evil?
Yeah, it is very evil, yeah.
25 to hit?
Yeah, that hits.
What?
12 damage,
uh-huh.
And you now have a negative 2 to your AC.
Sweet. Wow. Okay.
Enfeebled wow. And the minus 2 to the AC. That's awesome.
And I use my last action to swing.
Okay.
Wow.
That's going to miss.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Still.
Yes.
All right.
I think it was like a 13.
Ah.
Not great.
So, Malarok, in a very tight situation.
Yes, he is.
He is going to... do something in which he didn't like the power of Iomide here.
Oh no.
And he is going to see you right next to him. He's going to use 2 actions.
Very well.
And he infuses his gauntlet with what looks to be profane fire from Dahak, and he swings out at you with it. 29 total.
That hits me.
Yikes.
So
I will raise the shield as a reaction.
What happens is the gauntlet itself deals some damage. Let's see, so 8 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
And then he did something called Channel Smite on that.
Oh.
Which means he gets to use his harm spells.
About to be some big
through his
course.
Weapon.
Oh boy.
So his harm, which also uses D10s, interestingly enough.
Ah, man.
He gets to add another D10 to that.
Oh, so 3D10?
Woof.
Yep. It's okay. It's Benson.
No, no. He only uses... Yeah.
It's okay. He'll live forever.
Wow, not great on the extra... on the harm damage. 4 points from the harm.
Okay.
Only, nice. Only Timmy's having any luck with the D10s today.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wait, so with your raised shield thing, John, did you have to spend an action during your turn to raise it in the first place?
I can raise it as a reaction.
He has reactive shield as a feat.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
He just can't shield block now.
Got you, okay.
Yeah, cool.
But he still gets the AC bonus for the rest of the round.
So the shield just soaks all that, right?
No.
No.
He has to have shield block. He has to have the shield block, but he already used his reaction to get his shield up for the AC.
Oh, okay.
All right. That was a 2-action for his turn. So he is now going to try to get the hell out of here.
No, he's not.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
No one has.
All right, so Valaruk makes his exit towards the end of the hallway where it comes down to a 5-foot wide piece of the room. It opens up into a chamber that you can't quite see yet, but it looks glorious from what you can see.
Oh my god!
So he's running into some very elaborate-looking room. After Malarek, it comes to Adalar.
Oh gosh, what do I do? What do I do?
I guess the spiritual weapon's gone.
Yes, because he had to use an action to sustain, and he used it to run.
Like a coward.
Okay, I'm going to... I feel like we gotta stab him. So yes. I'm gonna...
Are you gonna stab
20,
him?
25... I'm gonna get here.
Oh, shit.
I know. And I'm going to produce flame.
Alright.
And check a Mario Bros. Style fireball at that dude's butt as he's running out the door. I missed.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
Alrighty.
Sucks.
Then it comes to Renali. Renali. Renali sees Malara trying to exit to the next room to some sort of refuge. She goes, "You will not leave. Done everything to ruin the lives of the people here and my home." And she runs up and tries to bite him in the back of the head.
Ouch.
With a total natural one.
Oh.
She bites Adalar.
Oh no, I'm gonna get poisoned!
They look the same. Yeah, you know, she's completely
through her blind rage.
Can't find an opening. You cannot use this attack until the end of your next turn.
Oh.
No more biting.
No more biting. she have another attack?
Spells?
Use color spray again.
Wow, that is her only attack is her fangs.
Wow.
So that is the end of her turn.
Well, she's not like a giant spider with like,
with like the claws and stuff. No, her melee is fangs. Oh. Other than that, she has her spells and stuff. Alrighty then. Renali, blinded by rage, can't seem to get a hit off. Kezra.
Kezra, in his ragey self, will move to... right here.
Oh my god.
Uh-huh. You move right up next to Malarok as he's...
Right up next to Malarok in the Blessing Aura.
Ha 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 ha, Blessing.
Natural 2.
Oh my gosh.
Alright.
God.
So, I'm not going to retcon this, but I realized I could have done a reaction to chase him.
Oh, right.
Oh man. Gotta remember it.
Yep. I totally forgot.
Yeah, I missed both attacks.
You missed both attacks.
Horribly.
Gosh.
Elk.
Okay, so Elk is going to chase as well.
I just feel like Jake is like inwardly 20, grinning, like, yes, yes.
So he gets to here, and he is going to stab.
Alright.
18 on the die for a 28. No, 29 since I'm in the... No, I'm not in Bless.
Oh, yeah.
Not Bless. But you do hit.
Nice. I will take it. Four plus... literally 6 points of damage.
Oh man.
And, well, since he has an R action, so he's going to swing again.
Yeah!
18.
18 does not hit.
Yeah, I figured.
I love how 1 minute of deafening just completely will take an animal companion out.
Yeah. Well, it's like, yeah.
Commanded animal is auditory.
Like, yes.
You can't use it. Skull's just sitting back there, like,
like, yeah, because pulls over his ears.
It sucks though, because he's so fast. You get him to go the other around the fight, but whatever.
Sir Benson, your turn.
Can I even get up to head him?
No, that is crowded there in that hallway.
You have to tumble through a spot.
Yep,
tumble.
Which I'm sure acrobatics is just your best skill.
You're so good at
Can
that.
Can I attempt to run through them and bull rush him?
You want to try to bull rush him?
Yeah.
I think it'd be the shove, right?
It would be a shove. I think you have to have a like straight line with no obstructions.
Well, let us see.
There's like nothing I can do here then.
Can't you use sunlight blade? Or
I mean, it says, you know, you have to have at least one hand free, which you don't, to shove.
Free action drop though.
Could drop your shield or sword.
And grapple.
That's
what I'm trying to do.
If you succeed, you push your opponent back 5 feet. You can stride after it, but you must move the same distance. So if you succeeded, you could push him and then be in his spot.
That wouldn't be good.
But the weird thing is that if you failed, you can't end in our spaces.
Right.
So I don't think you can.
Yeah, that was kind of my thing, was that, like, you know, succeeding would be great, but failure just doesn't look like it can work at all. So
Try to acrobatics past him then.
All right, go ahead and try to do an acrobatics past
him. This is going
to
be really bad.
Come on, Blight Nail. What's your acrobatics?
0. 10.
No.
So there's literally nothing I can do.
I mean, you can move closer at least. Oh, look at that.
Oh, wait. I forgot to mention. Dang it. I'd be like, Benson, I have bottled lightning. Use the lightning in my pouch.
I'll grab that. Would I even know where to grab it?
As your last action, you see a bottle of lightning on Adelar's belt, and you grab it.
Okay.
All right.
What does that even do?
You can throw it, and it'll hurt him.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, it is Malarunk's turn. He kneels down and begins another profane prayer, and he casts a spell. There seems to just be a warded aura around him.
Oh no, this is good.
That is actually all he can do, because that is two actions.
Yes, yes, yes! I'm so freaking excited! So freaking excited.
Really?
Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Avatar, dispel this magic! Yes!
Right.
This is why you prepare to spell magic, everybody.
Alright, so the spell he casted was Sanctuary.
That's what I thought.
So he flames sort of come up around him, like video game style. And then what do you need to do to dispel magic?
He rolls basically a spell attack against the spell DC.
Ah, okay.
Oh.
So you add your normal spell attack.
That's good.
And you just have to beat it.
I'm going to use my hero point on this because
this needs
to work. It's a good thing because my first roll was a 2. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's a total of a 28.
That definitely beats the spell DC at 23.
And you just see this dark energy being dispelled by gold, glorious money. I mean, light.
So the flames, he felt very safe in his sanctuary for a second before gold coins was thrusted through, and the flames just dissipate into smoke.
Yes.
And he stands there and just goes, No, I will not be defeated today. It is, was that your turn?
Yeah. Actually, that was only two actions.
Okay.
Really? So, with my last action, I'm gonna make the blessing bigger.
Yes, gets me in that bless.
Yes.
Yay!
Oh, yeah. Now that's the end of my turn.
All right, and Renali. You can do it, girl. Come on, I believe in you.
She can't bite, though.
She cannot bite.
Can I yell at her to back up?
She has
get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah. You know what? You know what? She gets flustered by all this, and she does take a step back for you.
Wasn't she on the ceiling anyway?
Oh, yeah.
She's on the ceiling.
Oh, and yeah.
She could have gone up to
her.
Oh, man. We gotta remember these things.
She don't have a spell she could use?
She has ghost sound, I'm sure.
Yeah, she has. I mean, she's got some spells. I mean, the only one that might be useful is illusory creature, but it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Illusory disguise. I'm going to look like you, Malarunk.
He's like, no, you can't.
Stop that.
I don't look that stupid.
Why'd you give me a big nose? Alright. She can't do anything, Kezra.
Alright. Raging Kezra is going to take three swings.
Oh, and you actually couldn't have taken the lightning, bottle of lightning from me because you didn't have a hand free, so.
Yeah.
Just forget about it.
Yeah. Great turn.
25.
That hits.
All right, D10. Get something higher than a 5. Ooh, max. And
he's dead.
7. So that's 22 damage.
Whoa.
What?
Ooh.
Beautiful.
All right, he is looking bad.
Wow. Two more attacks.
Oh, yes.
Natural 17.
Oh, he's dead.
So that'll be 24.
That is.
Ooh, 9.
He's dead.
So, 18 damage.
Malarunk has tried to dodge your attack in this last moment. He puts the claw up to try to catch the halberd blade, and it just carries his hand into his face, and his face gets crushed by this, and he falls to the ground with his brain matter spilling out all over the floor.
Mm.
And I will see you guys next time.
I want that gun.
Hello there, everybody. It is Jake, the GM of your favorite Dragon Punch Squad podcast. If you've listened this far into the episode, you must really like us. But did you know that there's more content from us for you to enjoy? That's right. If you go onto YouTube or Twitch, you can find some of our old streams of other one-shots or Pathfinder Society games. And we also stream some games here or there together, which is always fun. And if you really like us, we actually want to hear from you. Just to let you know, we do have a Reddit and a Discord available as well. So head on over to one of our social media sites and find the link there. And join in on a discussion. Tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like, or share a meme or two. That's always an option. Thank you, and I will see you in the next episode.